exploring our experience. Opening to allowing what's ever arising to be known. Occasionally checking in, how am I with this experience? How is the mind with this experience? We move more and more in the direction of this attitude of allowing, even as we notice resistance or holding on, when we can know that, oh, that's what's happening. That can be allowed. And more the mind begins to develop the capacity to be with whatever is happening. Opening to that allowing experience, that okayness, where it feels, yes, this is okay. So we could say this is the terrain of wise attitude, of the mind that can simply be okay with what's ever happening. That experience, that quality of the mind, is worth being curious about. What is it like when there is okayness? When there it feels like there's not a problem? Whether there's something pleasant happening or something unpleasant happening, a lot of things happening or a lot of calm. At times there is this sense of it's okay. And it can be interesting to explore the okayness, to connect with the okayness. That's a piece of what's happening in that experience. The okayness, the no problem experience, that allowing attitude of mind. There's a lot of different flavors a lot of different ways that can be felt. Sometimes it might just be felt as that okayness, a balance, an equanimity. I'm just realizing, yeah, it's not a problem. Sometimes it might feel like spaciousness, ease. Have a kind of a quality of sensitivity to it. It's just this gentle touching of experience. It can have the flavor of real curiosity. Wow, what is this? Or amazement. It can have the quality of love. Of compassion. So many different flavors, different beautiful qualities of the heart can be revealed as we begin to taste that simple balance of mind. It's not that we're looking for any particular flavor, but when there is that balance of mind, some quality will be there, available to be felt. Often that experience that comes with that balanced mind . It's a kind of a wispy, diffuse, perhaps, experience. It's often a feeling of a broad quality, a pervading quality in the mind. More like that Northern Lights kind of quality I was talking about yesterday. And all of these are wholesome qualities, beautiful qualities of mind. These qualities are naturally cultivated through this simple practice. This simple practice of recognizing experience, recognizing awareness, noticing what's obvious. Inclining towards allowing. So many wholesome qualities. So much goodness. It's already growing, already being developed here in just this simple willingness to meet yourself, willingness to be here. Sometimes at the end of a day, as I'm lying down and kind of letting myself rest, at the end of the day, I'll take a few moments to reflect back on the goodness of the day. The qualities of patience, kindness, care, mindfulness, confidence. I often, in this reflecting back, it would be kind of like a retraining my mind from orienting towards what was hard or difficult to what was actually beautiful. That moment when it seemed so hard, there was a lot of patience there. Yeah, there was patience being cultivated. All those moments of mindfulness. Mindfulness, a beautiful quality. The willingness to be with something. That energy, that connection, that engagement, that willingness. I found that this process of just reflecting back at the end of the day of where were the beautiful qualities, what was happening through the day was so nourishing. And it built, in some ways, built the confidence too. It's like, yes, this was a day well spent. Appreciating the value of this practice. Appreciating the goodness. The lawfully growing wholesomeness. You can't avoid the wholesome. It's happening already.